This month, some of the fastest runners in the world are going to Boston, Massachusetts, to participate in the oldest marathon in the world, the Boston Marathon. This annual event is on Patriots Day, which is the third Monday in April, so it's on April 18th this year. The Boston Marathon started in 1897, the year after the marathon was revived at the Summer Olympics. Only 18 people participated in it. Now, more than 30,000 people participate in the Boston Marathon every year. Anyone over the age of 18 can participate in the Boston Marathon. But they must first finish a standard marathon in a predetermined time. For example, men under 34 must finish this standard marathon in under 3 hours and 5 minutes, and women under 3 hours and 35 minutes. On the day of the Boston Marathon, participants go to the starting line, which is always in the greater Boston area. It is one of the most difficult marathons in the world because it has a lot of difficult terrain. It goes through 8 cities and towns, on big roads and city streets, and finishes at Copley Square, near the Boston Public Library. Until 1972, women were not allowed to participate in the Boston Marathon. But this did not stop them from participating in it unofficially. In 1967, Catherine Switzer became the first woman to participate and finish the marathon with an official number. She entered under the name K.V. Switzer, so organizers thought she was a man. The darkest time in the history of the Boston Marathon was in 2013, when terrorists detonated 2 bombs near the finishing line, killing 3 people and injuring 264 others. Since then, there has been a lot more security at the marathon and stricter rules about people participating in it unofficially and wearing costumes with masks.